speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kempol Peret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempol Peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es kempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
This Korea, Lali Manino, Evoselia with Christian, one of the grooviest songs out here in the radio right now. And don't forget to groove and keep dancing around. You can listen to our program through online streaming at voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application is...
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita mesti telanjang dan benar-benar bersih, suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Oh, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Jerih-jerih, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat bahwa kita mesti berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kekalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Kepadanya kita kembali.
Tak ada yang bakal bisa menjawab. Mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. Memerangi diri, bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar Ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar Ia tersenyum.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Kita semua boleh
Siang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selatan Siang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Siang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selatan Siang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selatan Siang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Okay, for a listener, right now we are currently having a special guest that just came back from the Antarctic right now. Isn't that right, Gary Utama? Right now in the studio is Gary Utama, one of the researchers that just came from the Antarctic Treaty from Indonesia that just went go there with the Russian embassy, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Is that Gary? Okay. So can you tell us about yourself first before we start this interview?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm Gary, actually. My name is Gary. Originally, I'm from Indonesia.
Yes,
I was a member of a scientist team of Russian Antarctic Expedition 16. Mm. 69 Russian Antarctic Expedition, which is helped last year. And I was working in the division of geomorphology. It's really right. Short introduction. I'm actually a researcher in geomorphology.
Geomorphology. So, Mr. Gary, what is geomorphology?
Landscape. When we talk about geomorphology.
Oh.
It's of landscape.
Hmm.
So learning about landscape, about the features, about the relief.
Hmm. Okay, so can you tell us about the Antarctic Treaty and what is the Indonesian role in that treaty itself? Because Indonesia just started joining the treaty since 2016, just like you said before.
The Antarctic Treaty is really one of the
instruments of the treaty which give us control how and we operate activity in Antarctic. And actually, when we talk about Antarctic, there is the three component that you have to understand when we talk about Antarctic Treaty. The first one is talking about how to use Antarctic in peaceful.
Mm.
And then second one, how the research in Antarctic, we exchange the data between the member of the countries who already signed the Antarctic Treaty. And the last one is the three component that including in egg of Antarctic Treaty. The last one is how to preserve the environment, and then that's the core of the part of the Antarctic Treaty. And right now the situation in Indonesia is Indonesia right now is not belongs member of the Antarctic Treaty. So the country who still not signed, ratified the Antarctic Treaty. Even we already joined the Antarctic several 20 years ago. We already joined the expedition and scientific program, which initiated several countries who invite Indonesian scientists to join it to do research in Antarctic. But officially, based on the law, we are not member of the Antarctic Treaty. We're still in progress, actually.
Oh, that's still in progress.
Right, yes.
Is there any chance that you know that the Indonesia is joining officially in the Antarctic Treaty?
Yes, we work very seriously about this issue, how to initiate Indonesia participate and ratify the Antarctic Treaty. Because when you talk, you have to understand several reasons why we have to join the Antarctic Treaty. It's not only because the last person who joined the expedition to Antarctic is me, but we have to take a look at benefit when and how and why when we join the Antarctic Treaty and give it impact positively to our country. And right now Indonesia is not member, but I really confidence Indonesia belongs to part and readiness and to join the Antarctic Treaty, because the issues we have same problem about the world right now is about the climate change.
Yes.
And second one, our ocean between Indonesia and Antarctic is just face to face. It means it's really prone in the disaster, and it's a possibility to there's the new hydrometeorological disaster like cyclone and everything related with the differentiation about pressing between air, it impact because the change of the climate. It make a new anomaly of hydrometeorological disaster. That's the important things. And also the sea rise level.
Yeah.
So when iceberg in Antarctic is ongoing right now, it's melting. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine how many our islands will be seeing and will be as ocean again.
Ocean, yeah.
Yeah, back again. Yeah, seeing again and be ocean. That's the important thing that I want to talk about this Antarctic Treaty is important for Indonesia, but positively, 100% I believe that we have a chance and we must, we have to take this part, become the member of the country who signed the Antarctic Treaty.
Okay. So you just mentioned that it is to preserving the environment. And speaking of the climate change, the ice, as you know, and all of the listeners know, is currently melting because of the heat that is dissipating all the ice. Since Indonesia is the country with large oceans, just like you said before, is there a chance that it will really impact the Indonesian oceans, especially the citizens, if we don't join and contribute to the Antarctic Treaty? Does Indonesia must acknowledge the Antarctic as since it's a new ongoing progress?
Yeah. No, even we didn't sign or not. Mm-hmm. It's not really matter because the change the climate is always changed.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, to ratify the Antarctic Treaty, it's not symbol, it means that it gives a positioning of our country that really taking seriously about the climate change and we take a part in Antarctic. So they give more legitimized, our legitimized, we really work and we want to fix the issue about the climate change. And our distance between Indonesia and Antarctic is only 5,600 kilometers.
Really?
Yeah, that's why. Can you imagine this? Like, because the first I joined the Antarctic expedition, Antarctic is from Saint Petersburg, Russia. The distance between Antarctic and Russia is like 30,600 kilometers.
Kilometers.
We are a bit a half part. So why we don't join it? And there is interrelation between the climate landscape, as I said before, because I'm a geomorphologist, and between the tropical and the polar. So why we don't join it? But really, you have to understand, take seriously, it's Indonesia is really important, join the Antarctic, make not only like a symbolize as a country we join it, but we are already taking part and contribute to global activity, to reduce, to make the heat, the temperature is cooling down, I mean, like, no, maybe one degree. It's really great for our opportunity, and we really want to Indonesia to show off they are really contribute to the world, and Indonesia is really part of it. It's really very important country who contribute to climate change. It's not only country with the largest archipelago, the archipelago countries, and they have the strategic about the ocean between Indian Ocean and Pacific Ocean and two continents that connected Indonesia, but symbolize Indonesia also contribute in Antarctic because the distance is really close to Indonesia. And also one of the most important things that the situation that the information about the geological, historical and geological process, they are connected between Indonesia and Antarctic. I will describe more of the thing.
Okay, that is really interesting for listening. And since, Gary, how many times have you been to the Antarctic before this?
No, it's a really first time. It's joined the 69 Russian Antarctic expedition. In every year, they held this expedition. I'm the first one joined it with the Russian icebreaker, and we traveled to Antarctic. Yes, I'm the first one, and the first time for me joined it in Antarctic.
Oh, okay.
Visited and traveling and doing a scientist in a scientific program in Antarctic. That's why.
Okay. How many scientists goes from Indonesia?
Actually, the total we already, you have to understand, we started a mission in Antarctic like 2002. We already joined it, mission to Antarctic with an Australian ship. And the second one, 2016, we already joined with the Japanese icebreaker. And last year, it's me, I joined with the Russian ship icebreaker. And totally we already seven p- people who are traveling to Antarctica, doing a scientific program.
Seven Indonesian researchers.
Seven, yes. I'm the youngest one.
Still, the youngest one can also bring the most impact.
Yeah, that's right. I totally agree with you.
Okay, so what is the current environmental condition in Antarctica when you arrive there? Is there any difference? Is it as cold in the studio, or maybe even colder?
It's colder. It's like minus 40.
Minus 14 degrees.
Minus 50. Then we work every day. We work every with the climate, really extremely climate, extremely temperature. And climate already extremely, and also temperature is very extremely, like minus 50, minus 60. And it's already used every day. We face this issue. But, you know, it's Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the polar, the South Pole. That's the risk. That's when you imagine Antarctic is about the extremely cold, and also you have to understand that I'm talking Antarctic also about penguins.
Have you seen real life penguins?
I met with the penguins. The penguins, every kind of species I met.
Okay. So people say that the Antarctic is the last stronghold of Earth's natural ecosystems because the Antarctic is the least populated places.
It's the last, maybe. And also, we have a definition about Antarctic, like terra incognita.
Mm-hmm.
Means that the place, there is no one. And still, like, mysterious place.
Mysterious place.
Because there's not so many people who join it, who travel to Antarctic. So, and also, why they become last hope for Antarctic for the world? Because they keep it glacier and keep it iceberg, mm-hmm. in Antarctic. So, if can you imagine if, you know how many meter deepness the ice layer in Antarctic?
It seems much deeper than what it seems above, right?
It's like more than
200.
5,000.
5,000?
Yes, actually the maximum, 5 we find it. But we did a drilling to ice core Antarctic. Mm. Maximum we find it is like 3,700 meters.
3,000?
It's ice core, it's ice layer. But you have to understand that Antarctic, that's a place, that's the whole. The last place, that's because the scientific and the proof of the scientific activity in Antarctic is really important to calibrate all the scientific program in Antarctic using to calibrate and to understanding about how the world to process the geological and geomorphological process of the world.
Oh.
Several million years, maybe billion years ago. So if you want to understand the past time about our planet, about the Earth, come to Antarctic doing a research, and you have to understand. That's why it's really important, key important place to understand about our civilization and our planet.
Okay. So we go back to the environment.
Uh-huh.
So the Earth is warming up, right?
Yeah.
And how do the Indonesian contribute there in managing the climate change over the in the Antarctic? And since the ice is melting down, is there maybe like ancient microorganisms?
That's many people asking about this. Yeah. But yes, I will let us contribute about the climate change. Actually, when we participate in Antarctic, it's not only symbolize of how legitimized country, but we have our scientists that have same qualified with the country who already signed Antarctic Treaty, the first important. So we will bring our idea how to understand the climate. Because, you know, the distance between Indonesia and Antarctica is really very close, you have to understand. And all the information about the geological pastime, about geological process that happened in Indonesia is recorded very well in Antarctic. So the eruption, and about every kind of eruption, you can find in the ice core data. Ice core data for the ice. And how we contribute to Antarctic, so it's not only job for our country.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say that Indonesia one country, but it's the work to reduce and to reduce the temperature to be below like 1 degree. Mm-hmm. It's our people work. Our people who still live in planet. So that's our responsibility together to participate to reduce it. Not only Indonesia, but join the Antarctic, one of the missions that's really important to contribute as how Indonesia take a responsibility about the climate.
Okay, so it's about the humanity works.
Yes.
And guarding the safe haven of...
Because in Antarctic Treaty, you can use data, exchange data, and work together. Mm. There is no country, because there's the island, the land of the Antarctic, is the land of a status quo land. Okay. Like, there is no one having claimed this territory.
Yeah.
They abandon this claim, they use Antarctic for the scientific program. That's the point.
That's just it. Just for a research program, not for a population.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So, speaking of the microorganism that just melted from
us,
is there probably a chance, since Indonesia has the large, maybe like the largest waters in all of the countries, is there a chance that maybe the microorganism comes to Indonesia, since it's not that far out
from
Antarctic?
No, actually. We skip it. The ice.
Oh.
So when you talk about microorganisms and bacteria, actually they keep it in ice core Antarctic.
Mm.
But they are dormant. They can live, they can not live. It depends on the situation. If the climate is really fixed and suitable for them to grow it, they will grow it.
Oh.
But you have to anticipate. There's work in Antarctic about the scientific program in Antarctic. It's a risk, one of the risks. But it's possible, but it's impossible they will cross to Indonesia.
Mm.
Because they still keep it in the ice core layer, so they're still cold. We can reactivate, but sometimes we can also inactivate this microorganism or bacteria, or virus, kind of virus, because virus is dharma, like this.
Okay, and so about the iceberg. It's the final question.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen something that is extraordinary that you've seen from your eyes that you can just see if you just went to the Antarctic?
Yes, can you imagine come through Antarctic? It's like all the, it's a lot, all this is like white.
White.
And black. Maybe stone, because of stone, but it's not really.
Mm.
But when you imagine when traveling first time coming to Antarctic, like I was, it's really, it's Antarctic. Yes, welcome to Antarctic. That's, you know, I first imagine that, but my impression in Antarctic is really, can you imagine? You travel to Antarctic. I really like scientists. Not really like scientists, actual normal scientists in Indonesia. You can go by car, you can go by motorbike and doing a geological expedition and geological research and walk. No, you need helicopter to go there. Can you imagine this like movie, like several movie, like 007. I work with this like style, I can imagine. It's really, I'm really scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And we travel every using a helicopter, I just go to land it in Antarctic.
Yes.
And sometimes we use a boat, but several station in Antarctic, in Russia, it's like in Billingshausen, we need a boat going to the station. But mostly we use like, really like, mostly like scientific movie, but it's really, it's happened to me. It's really real, 100%. It's happened to me. But my impression about Antarctic is land of the mysteries, that you have to come again and doing a research. For me, I really want to back again to Antarctic.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Gary Otama, for coming here and doing interview with us. And for a listener, if you want to know more, maybe you can visit the scientist's website that learn about the research from Gary Otama and the other scientists of Indonesia that collected. And thank you so much for tuning in this special interview.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Nusantara City secures 12 trillion Indonesian rupiah in private investment. OJK highlights billion business potential for economic growth. And now the news in details. Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara City, has received a private investment injection worth 12 trillion Indonesian rupiah. This funding is expected to accelerate infrastructure development and boost economic growth in the region. The government continues to attract investors to support the city's long-term sustainability. The next news. The Financial Services Authority emphasizes the significant potential of the billion business in driving Indonesia's economic growth. The development of gold and precious metal trade could enhance financial stability and investment opportunities. OJK encourages stakeholders to maximize this sector's contribution to the national economy. And that was the news.
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Inginlah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa, aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah cinta, oh inikah cinta, cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah hanya cinta, oh inikah cinta, terasa bahagia.
Listener, don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI@voinews.id and WhatsApp number +62 821 238 1230.
Oh,